Hello, this is Father Michael Podkosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great and friend of The Rock, where you can always find rock-solid truth for the Catholic life. A blessed feast of Saints Philip and James. The Church calls our attention to the Apostles for many reasons, and one is that they suffered for Christ and now rejoice in heaven. We, too, will have to suffer in many ways to follow Jesus and remain faithful to His calling. The Apostles are exemplars and intercessors for us. In today's Gospel, Philip questions Jesus about the Father. He desires to know the supreme God whom Jesus has come to reveal. And the Lord's response tells Philip, and us, that knowing Jesus is to know the Father. Seeing Jesus is to see the Father. Following Jesus is to move towards the Father. God is not reclusive, but has come to get us and is walking us home with and to Himself. For our part, we need to receive this great gift, the gift of life in God. Jesus has done all the work to give us this gift, but now we need to accept it. And who better than apostles to show us not only what it takes, but that it can be done. Their lives were not easy. They upended familiar routines and stable careers to travel with Jesus for 3 years while being prepared for the mission. After the events of the first Easter, they continue the ministry of Jesus on earth and encounter the same kind of resistance that He did, and finally, drink the cup He drank. They were martyred for the gospel. As we celebrate Saints Philip and James, remember that we are not alone in our difficulties or sufferings that come about in following the Lord. The apostles are praying for us before God at this very moment. Let us go forward with faith, just as they did. Have a blessed week. Saints Philip and James, pray for us.